You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers Winky Wednesday edition. My guest, as is the case every Wednesday, Nick Winkler, joining me momentarily. As we teased last Wednesday, Nick is going to make his predictions for the rest of the season for the 49ers because it ain't over. I know we've talked draft this week a lot and what the 49ers could be doing in the offseason, but there's still some season to play. So we're locking back into the season. Week 12, the Los Angeles Rams coming up this week. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. Because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game, it's made for those who watch it. Pepsi made for football watching. At BD Peacock on Twitter is where you can find me. You can always find Nick Winkler at Bay Area Wink. You can email the show LockedOn49ers@gmail.com. There's some news coming up. We'll get into that with Nick and your questions. So let's bring on today's guest.
Nicholas Winkler, come on down to Wink.
Nick, how are you, sir? What's happening?
What's up, buddy? Yeah, bye week. I feel rested. Ready to go.
Good. Did you take it easy this week?
Yeah, I did a lot. Actually, no, I did the opposite. On my days off, it was like, take apart the bunk bed and then rebuild a new bunk bed.
Oh.
And then, oh, we got to get the house ready for Christmas. So let's redecorate our whole living room and move all the furniture. And yeah, so my days off, I'm exhausted.
Like, got a nice hot tub. You got a nice little spot for the tree?
Yeah, right by the window, you know, so you can see it from the outside, that sort of thing. I picked out the tree today, too. I keep telling them it's way too early, but, you know, how do you tell a seven-year-old that it's too early for Christmas?
Yeah, it's hard. And I think it was the neighborhood app. I saw the best of neighborhood is the Twitter account, and somebody reported in their neighborhood. There's like, yeah, I'd like to report a crime. Somebody put up their Christmas lights before Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah, that's what I kept telling them. Like, no, we can't. We've got to wait till at least after Thanksgiving. It's like, well, no, it's 2020. I was like, okay. No, you can't really argue that when someone says, well, it's 2020. It's like, yeah.
All right.
You're right. We
no
don't
rules.
Do things normal this year.
You throw out all rules. Mm-hmm. When's too early to get a tree? Because you don't want the tree dying on you before
Christmas.
That's what
Christmas. I said.
Yeah.
I was like, what if it dies like the week before Christmas? We're not going out and buying another one.
Oof.
I know. I hope I'm wrong on this one.
Your wife's not going to like that.
Yeah. That's good. That's perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, so the latest news, the 49ers have made some additions. They're back to practice this week now after the bye, hopefully well-rested. Should be getting some players back, according to Deebo Samuel's social media account. Sounds like he expects that he might be back. He's not even on IR, but a couple players, their practice window has been opened. So some offensive firepower coming back, running backs Raheem Mostert and Jeff Wilson Jr. Their practice windows have been opened to come back from IR, so they're practicing this week. So might get all three of those guys back. Obviously, a big one is Richard Sherman. We'll find out with him as the week goes along. And the 49ers are actually going to be down a corner now. Slot guy Kaywan Williams is suspended for 2 games for violating the NFL's policy on PEDs.
Oof.
Interesting.
It's always something, isn't it, Brian?
It is. 2020.
Wow.
Suspended games for putting up his Christmas lights too early.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, no, yeah. You can't do that, dude. Anytime before Thanksgiving, too early, 2 games.
Some additions. The 49ers have signed wide receiver Sean Poindexter to the practice squad, who
I feel was like
already,
that's a re-sign, right?
Yeah, that's a re-sign. Yeah, that is a re-sign. He's been a member of the practice squad before, and he got cut before the season. They didn't bring him back. Now he is back and on the practice squad. They have also signed safety Kai Nakua to the practice squad, and they have signed to the active roster Chris Edwards. Another safety. So getting some reinforcements there with Tart being done for the year. Kai Nakua is an interesting one because I didn't realize how many years he'd been in the NFL.
No, I the name, like, I feel like I've heard it somewhere, but I don't know anything about this gentleman.
So he's been in the league since 2017, started with Cleveland. He actually played all 16 games, I think a lot on special teams, but actually started 3 games with Cleveland in 2017.
Okay. Then, that's probably not it. No, I didn't watch a lot of Browns games in 2017.
This is what blew my mind, because like Kai Nakua is like, yeah, maybe he's been around, but he's been around a lot. This is the path for Kai Nakua. So
okay.
He was signed in May of 2017 as an undrafted free agent, I presume. Cleveland Browns. In September, he was waived by the Browns. Then he was, after he cleared waivers, was fully cut by the Browns the next day after he passed through waivers. Then the Browns signed him back to their practice squad on September 5th, 2017. Then they activated him from their practice squad in September 8th, 3 days later. So he went through all that in 1 week with the Cleveland Browns when the season started. Then in April of 2018, so he made it through that season. Then in April of 2018, he was waived again by the Browns, acquired through waivers from the Browns by division rival Baltimore Ravens. This is May 1st, 2018. In August of 2018, he was waived, did not make final cuts to the Baltimore Ravens roster, and then was added to their practice squad on September 15th. He was removed from the practice squad for the Baltimore Ravens on October 16th, 2018, added to the practice squad again to the Carolina Panthers in December of 2018, was signed to a futures reserve contract by the Panthers December 31st at the very end of the 2018 season. Then in August of 2019, cut, did not make the Carolina Panthers roster, but was signed by the Indianapolis Colts on August 19th, and then was placed on injured reserve from waivers by those Indianapolis Colts on September 1st of 2019. And now he is back with the 49ers. So he spent, it looks like, all of 2019 and on IR, and then didn't sign anywhere until now with the 49ers on November 24th, 2020. So that is the path of an undrafted free agent trying to hold on and carve out an NFL career. Kai Nakua, welcome to the 49ers practice squad.
So you want me to predict the rest of the season. So here's what's going to happen for Kai Nakua here. Okay. So it's November 24th. So on November 26th, he's going to be cut from the practice squad. He's going to be released. He's going to clear waivers, but then he's actually going to get signed, re-signed to the practice squad on the 28th, not promoted the 29th for the game. He'll be cut again on the 30th, and this time he won't clear waivers, and he'll be picked up by the Seattle Seahawks and added to their practice squad.
That sounds about right. That's perfect. And that would be not out of the ordinary for the life of Kai Nakua or the history of the 49ers and Seahawks.
Well, yeah, I mean, it happened with the Browns and the Ravens, you know, the little interdivisional thing there. Doesn't just happen in our division.
It's like, what do you want to get from me? I was in practice for 2 days. I can't get any of their secrets. They just had me running down covering kicks.
Right. How do they cover kicks? Show us anything, any edge we can get.
Who are you most excited to see with the 49ers now coming back from potentially IR that we haven't seen in a while in Week 12?
Mostert. You know me, man. I'm a Mostert guy. He's so explosive. He's so exciting. Like, I want to see him touching the football. I want to see him reading the holes and making those cuts and bursting 35, 40 yards down the field. I want it. And, you know, obviously Deebo Samuel, that guy's a playmaker every time he touches the ball as well. He changes that offense. He's going to make things so much easier for Nick Mullins or, you know, if it comes down to it, C.J. Beathard. But both of those guys on offense are really going to really change things up because it's looked stagnant. And hopefully they've kind of figured out how to use Richie James Jr. too, because, you know, you kind of saw a few more plays for him last game. And obviously when Ayuka and Samuel are out, we saw a lot of Richie James and what he can really do. So, you know, I give Kyle all the credit in the world, and I think that he's going to scheme up something good. And I think the offense is going to look really, really explosive this week. Even if it's a lot of those little dink and dunks, I think that, you know, they're going to scheme up blocking well for it. And I expect to see a lot more points on the board this Sunday.
I think Jerick McKinnon needs a new nickname
because he's not the Jet.
He's not quite the Jet anymore. How about this for the tandem of Raheem Mostert when he's back and he's the main first and second down running back, and then you've got Jerick McKinnon as the third down back. How about this? Catch up and Mostert.
That's really good. I like that.
You like it?
Well, too, because, he's not as fast anymore either, so he's got to catch up. Right. It's perfect. You nailed it.
Okay, good.
But hey, really, should it be McKinnon or should it be Wilson in that third down role? Like, Wilson's been explosive too this year.
Oh, is Wilson going to be catch up here?
I don't know. I don't know. His anger.
Is he more of the relish?
Yeah, there you go. Do you like relish? Is relish a thing you put on your dogs? I'm not into it.
I am bigger on relish than I am on ketchup. I'm a huge mustard. I will put mustard on anything.
Yeah, me too. I love mustard. I love all the different kinds. I don't really like Dijon mustard, but I like certain types of brown mustard.
I like the spicy mustard. I like Dijon. If I make a sandwich at home, I usually don't put any kind of, we don't have mayonnaise in our house, period. But
what?
Yeah, no, it's unnecessary. Like, I'm not going to wipe it off. If I go somewhere and mustard or and mayonnaise comes on something, as long as there's not a ton of it, it's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine, but I just...
So you don't ever make, egg salad or anything like that?
No.
Deviled eggs, nothing?
Mm-mm, never.
Oh, man, Man, I love deviled and eggs. I make those once a month.
Oh, really? I know that's. I knew that was your specialty. I've had your deviled eggs. They're good.
I love. So you don't dislike mustard or mayonnaise? You just.
I mean, I don't need it, and I don't purposely put it on anything. In moderation, and if it's mixed with something else, it's usually okay.
Okay,
but
all
right. You know, it's not because some people just like it grosses them out and they can't do it. Period. I can do it, but I'm not trying to put it on anything.
All right, that makes sense.
But if I'm making my own sandwich, what I'll do is I'll just put yellow mustard on one side and Dijon mustard on the other side.
So for you is like Tevin Coleman mayonnaise then?
In this equation, I think so. Yeah, I think he has to be.
Yeah, he's the one that you want out.
Like, it's the last condiment left, first of all. Actually, you know what? I mean, we're leaving out the most obvious that should probably be mayonnaise in this scenario, and that would be Kyle Juszczyk.
Oh, what? Oh, no, that's just blasphemous. Well, I don't even want to hear that.
Okay, how about Miracle Whip?
you've gone down a dark hole here.
That's a badass.
Not enough you're gonna get out of it.
That is a badass nickname. Miracle Whip is an awesome nickname.
Number 44, Miracle Whip.
Dude, I think we are onto something here, actually.
Oh, man, that's good. All right.
Let's see if the listeners have any better content than we do here and dip into this mailbag a little bit. What do you say?
I bet they do.
Okay. More Locked On 49ers Winky Wednesday coming up. Echelon brings connected fitness at an affordable price, an arsenal of high-tech fitness products that anyone can afford. Bikes, rowers, the new Stride treadmill, so many affordable choices to get you fit this winter. I know a lot of us need it. I know I, for one, need it. When it comes to getting or staying in shape, nothing feels as good as hitting those fitness goals, the accomplishment, feeling great about yourself, and Echelon can get you there. Echelon offers the next generation of connected fitness bikes, fitness mirrors, rowing machines, and their all-new Stride smart treadmill. No matter what your favorite fitness activity, Echelon gives you a fun and challenging workout from the comfort of home. World-class instructors will motivate you with thousands of daily live and on-demand studio-level classes always available when you need them. Right now, you can try Echelon Fitness equipment at home for 30 days. Go to echelonfit.com/NFL. That's echelonfit.com/NFL. Protecting your family is the number one priority, but if you want to do it safely, the people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Taser's line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove compartment or your purse or wherever you need to feel safe. Yet while small, they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you, and even pepper spray can harm you as much as an attacker, and it's often ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. And Taser is available without a permit in most U.S. states. Get the Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code NFL. Save 15% now at Taser.com, promo code NFL. TASER.com. Again, promo code NFL. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Ketchup and Mostert would be a really good buddy cop movie. You know, you could continue it post-career. Ex-football player becomes a cop, surfs on the side, gets into all kinds of hijinks. Raheem Mostert could be like the new Keanu Reeves.
That's a bad mofo, you know?
All right, let's move on from the Miracle Whip here. That was something, Nick, that I did not think would be making an appearance on this podcast.
I did, actually. I had placed a bet on it, a prop bet. I just won $9.
We're going to go hot dog, sandwich, and burger condiments.
Yeah, and Miracle Whip with really good odds.
What is Miracle Whip? It's a type of mayonnaise, right?
It's like a sweet mayonnaise, right?
Oh, it's sweet?
I think so. I don't eat it. I don't know anything about it. I just think it's sweeter. I remember in high school once, I went to a buddy's house for lunch, and the sandwich just tasted weird. Like, it was a turkey sandwich. I was like, what is going on with this? And then I looked in his fridge and I saw Miracle Whip. And so I added it up and I was like, that's what tasted weird about this.
Gotcha. Okay.
I mean, I haven't tasted it again, you know, since that day.
Can't believe it.
Yeah. People swear by it. I don't know. Maybe, hey, you know, maybe taste buds change. Maybe I'd like it now.
I'm going to find out. I'm looking up Miracle Whip because I need to know.
Do you want to know the difference?
I want to know, Is it more whipped up than, I guess mayonnaise is already whipped, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it just has, it's got to be ingredients. Maybe it's tangier. I don't know, man.
It was developed as a less expensive alternative to mayonnaise in 1933.
Oh, well, there you go.
By Kraft Foods.
Cheap mayonnaise.
I've never, I shouldn't have looked at the ingredients list.
What's in mayonnaise?
Yeah. Miracle Whip. Oh, God. Okay. We're going to move on from there, or else I won't be able to talk anymore if I think too much about those ingredients I just saw in Miracle Whip. Still an awesome nickname, though. So, it's done. Ketchup and mustard, and then Kyle Juszczyk's the Miracle Whip. Let's go.
I like it. There's going to be like 9 Google searches out there right now. What is in Miracle Whip?
Yeah. Trending 9 on Twitter, people. Miracle Whip. Why? Kyle Juszczyk wakes up in the morning. He's like, Kyle Juszczyk, Miracle Whip. What the hell?
You know when you type into Google and it predicts like what yes. is in and like Miracle Whip's going to start coming up now because it's trending? Why would anyone look that up?
Oh, that's amazing. Here's one from Shilly-Illy-Illy AAA. I don't know what that means, but I probably said it wrong. Shwilly says, forget all the crazy quarterback conspiracies, contract and draft placements show no upgrade. If Jimmy's problem is health, bring in Alex Smith and Fitzmagic to the quarterback room. Odds are one is healthy, high floor, more viable with a later drafted quarterback, 3rd through the 6th round. Russ was a 3rd rounder. What do you think about the Shwilly scheme coming up in 2021 offseason?
I think if you're going to go the route of Smith and Fitzmagic, and either even if just one of those guys, I think you got to spend a little bit more draft capital on a quarterback. I think you got to go 1st round with it.
It's, you don't just get to get Russell Wilson when you spend a 3rd round pick either. So that's
because
like,
where did we get CJ Beathard?
Yeah. Russell Wilson was the outlier and Tom Brady was the same. It's like, if you could just snag a quarterback like Tom Brady in the 6th round or a quarterback like Russell Wilson in the 3rd round, you wouldn't need to worry about spending a 1st rounder on those types of players. So, and you could certainly go back to the well in the 3rd round and try that again. Maybe you do hit on a guy. I like the idea of Smith and Fitzmagic too. And like those two quarterbacks, you put them together, you get one really good quarterback, but the problem is you can't play them at the same time. So I don't think that would really be an answer to add 2 veteran quarterbacks like that. You would have to pick one or the other, and I could see either one of those quarterbacks being the scenario. But if you bring in one of those quarterbacks, you're drafting somebody high too. That's the combination, is Alex Smith or Fitz, placeholder short term, you're drafting a 1st round quarterback. We just saw it play out in Miami the same way. You're not going to pick a 3rd rounder and hope that you're going to get an upgrade over what Jimmy Garoppolo is.
Yeah, it'd be a pretty cool story if Alex Smith was full circle, came back and finished his career in San Francisco. Maybe Frank Gore, too, as a 3rd down back. Why not?
Coax Patrick Willis out of retirement.
Boom. I like it.
Yeah.
Who else could we get back? Get Staley back for one more run?
Staley would have to come. If Alex Smith and Frank Gore come back, Staley has to come back. I mean, he might have to play tight end with all the weight he's lost. But
he right, or fullback. He could be a fullback.
Yeah.
I bet he'd love that.
I'm thinking
call of him Miracle Whip Jr.
I was just thinking. I was like, dang, which condiment have we not used yet? How about barbecue sauce?
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Yeah. Lord have mercy. Joe says, who's still on the board at quarterback when the 49ers pick in the 1st round? But more importantly, which defensive lineman do they draft instead? Oh, that's a salty comment. It's not a bad scenario drafting, you know, that's not a bad strategy drafting a defensive lineman in the 1st round. I don't think that that's been a problem for the 49ers. They just drafted one of the wrong ones instead of a quarterback in 2017.
Right.
And
oops.
Building around the line is not a bad thing. Right. And now we're in a weird, I mean, the 49ers are in such a weird place right now with the roster and what to do. Do you go for it? Like, the 49ers are going to go for it next year, right?
They have to. You have to. You can't. This window closes super fast. I mean, we saw what happened this year, right? We're going to get a lot of these guys back next year. And who's to say, you know, that it won't happen again? Or, you know, and a lot of these guys, too, especially Kyle, you know, he's going to be a little bit on the hot seat after a season like this. If he comes back and has another poor season, that's what, 1 good season out of 6? Like, that's not great.
By the way, did you see the Tack McKinley?
His tweets.
His tweets, yeah.
Oh my God, he's hilarious.
I don't think he's right in the head. to be honest with you.
That's a joke.
Not that these are that crazy or anything, but he's out there like asking for trades, and now he's like failed a bunch of physicals, and then he said thank you, Atlanta Falcons, the opportunity to realize a lifelong dream goal, and thank you to the fans of the city of Atlanta. And then he said the same thing about the Bengals, exact same word for word, yeah, except for substituting Bengals in Cincinnati. When he failed the Bengals physical and then sent one out, yesterday, I think, it said, thank you, 49ers, for the opportunity to realize a lifelong dream/goal, and thank you to the fans of the city of San Francisco.
That's hilarious.
And I don't understand why now the Raiders picked him up and are giving him a physical, and I haven't seen if he passed that physical, but what would he pass in somebody's physical that he didn't pass in Cincinnati?
Wait, what's he failing? What's the thing that these guys aren't liking?
There's a groin injury, so I don't think he's going to play this year. So I guess the idea would, like, why would you sign an upcoming free agent unless you're signing him to a long-term deal? So maybe they have to look at his groin and they say, well, you're not going to play this year and you're going to be a free agent, so will you sign a 2-year contract? So we'll pay you for the rest of this year instead of you not getting paid, and then we'll have you for next year, and they think that'll heal up, and then he could play. Maybe that's the deal with it, but
yeah, and maybe he couldn't come to any sort of deal like that with the Bengals or the 49ers. Maybe they're like, I don't want to sign you to too much next year, so we'll just say you failed your physical.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a strange situation with him, and the 49ers obviously were trying to get a little bit of depth there, and maybe add somebody to their pass rush. Do they have enough pass rush? Do they have enough skill at quarterback? They're getting some firepower on offense. They're getting Richard Sherman back at some point. No Jimmy G for at least a while, and probably no George Kittle the rest of the year. Nick, I'm very interested to hear how you think that squad will do the rest of the year. Let's find out next. Nick Winkler's predictions for the rest of the season for your San Francisco 49ers. Just when you thought Built Bars couldn't get any better, there is a special Black Friday deal. 25% off all products all weekend long on all new white chocolate bar while supplies last. White cookies and cream, 130 calories, 17 grams of protein, only 5 grams of sugar, and a white chocolate salted caramel. There's 2 free candy cane brownie bars with every item purchased. Go to BuiltBar.com, get 20% off for Black Friday. Plus, don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON to get an extra percent off. We're talking about protein bars that taste like a candy bar. It's also just happens to be incredibly healthy for you. All the old flavors, the new white chocolate flavors for your Black Friday 25% off special all weekend long. 25% off, promo code locked on at builtbar.com. Who would be the hot sauce in this equation for the 49ers skill guys?
Oh, I'd say Debo.
Oh yeah, Debo's definitely the hot sauce. You're right.
Yeah, no, nobody can touch him, right? I mean, you touch him, it's spicy. He just what's Ayuk then?
Well, I think they're somewhat similar, so it's like Cholula and Tapatio, right?
Oh, there you go. Okay, or one's like a picante salsa and one's a hot sauce.
You go to a restaurant and they have the multiple kinds of Tabasco. They have the green Tabasco and the red Tabasco.
The jalapeno
then they have
one.
The chipotle smoked one.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. So Debo is the red salsa and Ayuk as the rookie is the green, the verde.
There you
go. Green because he's a rookie.
Yep, done.
Nailed it.
Beautiful.
We're good. What's Kittle then in all this?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's a tough one because what's the best condiment? I mean, we just kind of nailed them all.
Well, mustard's the best condiment by far.
Well, see, I would go with ketchup, but that's you know.
Ooh, soy sauce maybe?
Ooh, yeah, you can't go wrong with sriracha.
The sriracha is a good one.
Sriracha is really good. I could put that on everything. Ever put that on a dog or a sausage?
Nick, George Kittle is the ranch.
Oh!
It's the ranch dressing.
That's it. That's the one. That's beautiful.
I think I'm just hungry is what's going on right now.
Just going to go eat a bunch of condiments.
It's getting to be late afternoon. I have not eaten since breakfast, so that's definitely what's going on. So I'm going to cook up something right now.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers. Peacock skipped lunch today.
I mean, it's accurate. That's what's happening.
Exactly.
Anyway, all right.
All right, predictions. Rest of the season. It's going to be really delicious.
Where are we at? So the 49ers are 4-6 currently on a 3-game losing streak. They haven't won in a month. Their last win was October 25th. After the bye now, they will play Sunday, November 29th, week 12, on Fox, 1:05 p.m. Pacific time against the Los Angeles Rams. This one in Los Angeles. It's the only team the 49ers have beaten that have a better than 500 record was at home October 18th against those Rams. And remember, that game was the really gimmicky offense. That was when they went, that was when Jimmy Garoppolo came back, right, the first time after the awful loss in Miami. And it was dink and dunk, zero air yards, a bunch of Debo basically playing running back, shovel passes. And that was a good enough offense for the 49ers to win that game. And they tried it again and had a game against New England and won that one. And then it fell apart and they lost three in a row. Garoppolo back on IR. I don't know if it's going to be Mullins. I don't know if it's going to be C.J. Beathard in week 12. But how do you see this one Sunday at the Los Angeles Rams, who just came off a big... They do have a short week and they're traveling from East Coast back home to the West Coast this week. Big win on Monday Night Football against the Buccaneers. Niners at Rams Sunday. Who you got?
Yeah, I mean, another thing that we didn't really talk about in that Rams first meeting between these two was the 49ers defense. You know, they really caused havoc for Goff. He was 19 to 38 for 198 yards. They didn't score a touchdown until the fourth quarter. You know, it's just a lot of field goals, a lot of real drives that would just stall. The 49ers were just hitting them hard. I mean, it was one of those games where you're like, oh, this is the defense right here from a year ago. This is the good stuff. And you talked about the gimmicky offense, and Kyle's had 2 weeks to put this together. And you know that it's a pride thing, you know? And he's getting his guys back. He's getting, you know, he's probably getting Samuel back. He might get Mostert back. Man, this could be another one of those games where, you know, they figure out a way to get the ball quickly out of Mullins' hands, because Aaron Donald didn't do anything in that football game. And I'm hoping that it's going to be more of the same in this game. The Rams look good against the Buccaneers, but I don't know how much I believe that hype. You know, a couple bad interceptions by Goff. I still don't think he's that great of a quarterback. I think the 49ers can win this football game. You mentioned the short week for the Rams coming off of that and traveling from the East Coast back home. And the 49ers will be ready. They'll be this is it for them. This is that game where it's like, okay, are we going to give up on this season? Is this season we going to write it off? Or are we going to go forward here with the win and really just try to get ourselves in playoff contention? Because they're in the hunt. You know, there's a lot of room here for the 49ers. The upcoming schedule's got a couple of tough games, but other than that, there's some real winnable football games in there.
They're in the hunt. They're in that right column on those football games where they show the graph and they show, here's the division winners, here's the one seed, here are the wild card teams at the season end today, and here's the in the hunt. And there's always a few teams there. The 49ers are still in that category. They haven't fallen out of that yet. So
they probably need to win 4 out of their last 6, right, to get to 8 and 8.
Right.
Like, and that's realistically that 8 and 8.
And that's maybe not enough. That's maybe not.
Yeah, it's probably not. You're probably right, but you can't be 7-9. So you got to figure out of these 6 games, this is one of those football games they need to win. They've had the 2 weeks. They have the advantage. You know, you've beaten this team already this year. You know how to beat them. Can they do it?
You have their number, right? Yeah. So that's what has to happen. Here's you started talking about Aaron Donald, and I didn't think about this, but the offensive line has had a shakeup since they played last. Daniel Brunskill now playing center. The rookie right guard, Colton McKivitz. Ooh, this is going to be a big one for him. And early in his career, this is like a welcome to the NFL moment against Aaron Donald.
Yeah, and no Trent Williams too, right? I mean, it's going to be that's definitely going to hurt the 49ers.
Right. We didn't even mention that. Back on the COVID reserve list is Trent Williams.
Yeah, he tested positive too. So it wasn't like he came in contact with people. Like he has it. It's not just a to-be-safe situation. So you can probably plan on no Trent Williams this Sunday. That's going to hurt, which is just another reason they got to get that ball out quick. It's going to be quick passes. You're not going to see Nick Mullins checking down to his third and fourth guy. Like, it's going to be get the ball out or throw the ball away. We all remember how that went last time. It was not great.
The Rams are favored by 7 for a reason here. The 7-3 Rams hosting the 4-6 49ers. You got a Niners upset?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go out and get it. Two weeks planning. I'm going with Kyle on this one.
All right, so the Niners have the Rams number. Kyle schemes it up. Niners win in Los Angeles. That brings them to 5-6. Then you're at home against the Buffalo Bills week 13.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, you're talking about a really good football team in the Buffalo Bills who've showed up again. They got a good defense. Their offense, you know, it's up and down with Josh Allen. So it's one of those things where I hope the 49ers show up. If they come off of a big win to the Rams, they get an extra day. It's a Monday night game. The lights are on. That's just going to be tough for them to win. I don't think they can pull that one off.
Monday Night Football. So 5-7 49ers if they lose in primetime to the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football. Then they've got Washington at home Sunday, December 13th in week 14.
Yeah, I'm not that impressed with the football team. So I think that that is a game the 49ers, you know, it's hard to tell 3 weeks from now what teams are going to look like or 2.5 weeks. But yeah, this is
Alex Smith revenge game, Nick.
Yeah, there you go. They might be looking at the starting quarterback next year, playing against him. But no, that's a game you should win, right? I mean, that's a game that you hopefully have. Maybe you get Jimmy back by then. You know, maybe that's his game back. I don't know. But you hopefully don't get any more positive tests. You don't get any more seasoning injuries, which, you know, it's been hard for the 49ers to avoid those all year. But yeah, that's a game I'm going to give the 49ers.
All right. So 2-1 so far, according to Nick Winkler. This is not a bad picture for the next 3 weeks. Then you've got at Dallas Cowboys week 15.
You know, the NFC East is so bad. I mean, yeah, the Cowboys look pretty good on Sunday with Dalton throwing some touchdown passes. CeeDee Lamb really starting to look like that first round draft pick that we all wanted on the 49ers when they were picking there. But no, I think that the 49ers can win that football game too. Cowboys do not have a good defense. Teams have been able to shut down.
Zeke.
Running back.
Zeke.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Zeke's been, you know, hot or cold, mostly cold most of the season, especially with no Dak in there. Andy Dalton doesn't scare you at all. So yeah, I think that's another football game. They go on the road. Looks like that's a PM game, a Sunday night game. Why not? Go get that. Go get that win.
This
3-1 out of the bye.
This is 3-1 out of the bye. This is a playoff push for the 49ers in this scenario. And winning in Washington or Dallas would be a huge part of that. 2 weeks to go at Arizona and then at home against Seattle to finish it out. You might have Jimmy Garoppolo for these games. Who knows if you are actually in it and you're actually 500, which you do have the 49ers now at a 7-7 record going into the last 2 weeks. Maybe George Kittle's healthy enough to come back and play these last two games. What would that look like, Nick?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things, too. And you don't know what's up with Kyler Murray's shoulder. He was grabbing it a lot during Thursday's game against the Seahawks. If he's not around for that game, who knows? You know, I got to say, though, that I think that they're going to probably drop that game to Arizona. You go to Arizona, they're a good football team. They've shown that they're a good football team. I think they're going to figure out a better way to use Chase Edmonds there in the backfield as well. But then why not come back? You know, new year, you get one more game out of Jimmy Garoppolo. You beat the Seahawks at home to get to 8-8, and you win yourself a playoff berth, that final seed. Why not?
Wow, 8-8. Do you think 8-8 will do it, even if they do go 4-2 the rest of the way?
Maybe, or maybe you win those last two games and all of a sudden you're 9-7 and you're right there in it.
That's a wild scenario. I never really thought about how close the 49ers could be still to getting in there. And the key is that Washington-Dallas game. And if you win one of the next two against Los Angeles or Buffalo, go 3-1 of those games, you're 500 with 2 weeks to play.
You get that confidence going. That's important in a locker room.
And get some players back.
Stay healthy. Oh, please. Brutal.
Think about that. Week 16,
sure.
500 49ers, Jimmy Garoppolo's back, Raheem Mostert, Richard Sherman, Debo Samuel, and Brandon Ayuk. And that's
Richie James in the slot. Like that's an offense that's going to be hard to deal with.
That's a team that can win some football games. You don't have your two best players. You don't have Bosa. You don't have Kittle in that scenario. Could Kittle come back for that last couple games if that was
right? If he's close and they're in it, I think he would come back.
Yeah. Wow. The Niners aren't out of it.
I won't give up. I won't. Not till they're mathematically eliminated, and they're not.
That would be promising for the future, I think, just to see a little bit of a run there. It would really hurt their draft.
That's true, draft pick, though.
But again, it would hurt their opportunity to get that top quarterback, if that's what they were looking
for. Wild card team can win the Super Bowl. Giants have proven it.
Yeah. No, that's true. You would definitely get George Kittle back for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because I think it was an 8-week injury with 8 weeks to play, right? Wasn't that the prognosis?
Something like that, yeah. Whereas he was saying it'd be like 2 weeks or four weeks.
Oh, if it's up to him, he would play today.
He'd be out there this
weekend.
There's
not even a game, and he would still be playing a game today.
Right.
Why is the ranch dressing in all this?
Dude, it's just the best. You can put on anything.
Right. I mean, would you put mustard on your pizza? You ever done that?
No. I mean, Like, are we talking, is there going to be like an Italian sausage on there or some sort of sausage?
Because whatever you want.
If they go well together, maybe.
Nick, if you want sausage, imagine, you get sausage.
I just can't imagine mustard going well with like a marinara or a pizza sauce. All right, new experiment. Here we go. We are now dipping pizza in Miracle Whip instead of ranch.
Oh, no, no, no. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. Mustard, though. Mustard we could do. I know there's a condiment we're missing, but I don't want to. I don't want to.
Somebody will tell us. Come on. Someone will be like, how could you guys forget blank? We'll be like, yeah.
Well, how about honey?
Honey's good on chicken.
Yeah, honey's good on chicken.
Mm-hmm. Some popcorn chicken.
Would be honey.
There you go.
Honey on offense would have to be Garoppolo, right?
Garoppolo, yeah. It's so pretty and sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We're losing it. We've lost it.
The offensive line is like your carrot and celery sticks.
Yeah. With the dip, with the veggie dip. The center is the veggie dip, and all the around it are the vegetables.
The canister of Parmesan cheese.
Kendrick Bourne's like that staple. It's like the spinach dip, you know, in the bread bowl. It's like, it's not that great. It's always there, though. It gets the job done.
Is it cayenne pepper or paprika? What goes on top of your eggs?
Paprika.
Yeah, paprika.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, good stuff, Nick. Thanks for joining the show. I'm glad we covered, I think, all the condiments.
Yeah, no, we missed a bunch, and people will tell us all.
Hit us on Twitter.
We appreciate it.
At BD Peacock, at Bay Area Wink. Which condiments did we miss? Was there an obvious connection with a 49er that would be a perfect fit for a condiment? I would like to hear your opinions there, and I'll be back tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Doing a crossover Thursday, and then we'll be back to break it all down Monday right here. Locked on 49ers.
See ya.